Mary and Paul. Mary and Paul live in England. They have been married for over 20 years. They met at work, where they were both supported by the same service for people with a learning disability. Mary's sister said she met Paul probably about a year after she'd been at the service. Paul has been supported by the same service provider since he was a child. Mary moved into a house supported by the same organisation in her early 30s, a few years before her mother died. Staff member said there are a couple who have been supported by our service for many, many years. They didn't live together, but they lived in the same area. Paul and Mary wanted to get married. Their families were surprised at first, but supportive. Mary's sister said it wasn't a hesitation about getting married, but it was more, we just never thought she would. Going back that long ago, people didn't really expect anyone with Down syndrome to marry. But no, there was nobody against the wedding. People were thrilled for them, and it was a very happy day. The service also supported their decision. The staff member saying, why would that not be something that they could do? I can't stress enough, they were just a normal couple. A married couple that fell in love, and the service and both of their families supported them. Paul and Mary got married in 1999. They had their wedding in a church with family and friends. Mary wore a white wedding dress and Paul wore a suit, and they had a horse-drawn cart at their wedding. Mary was very proud. She said, me and my sister chose the wedding gown and the veil and the shoes. Mary's sister said that our mother had died by then. We pulled all the stops out for her and then had a big reception. And as I say, everybody, well, you just look at the photos, you'll see lots of the residents, most of the residents, are at the wedding in the church. It was a very special day for Paul and Mary, and they often looked at photographs of their wedding day and liked to remember it. Mary moved in with Paul. For many years, they had a very independent life together as a couple, and staff only came for a few hours a day to provide support. Mary's sister said they did everything together, and they helped each other, were very close. They looked after each other, and that was a big factor in their relationship. During the week, they went to work. Mary worked in a cafe, and some days they worked together in a bakery. They went on holidays together and often visited Mary's sister. She said they used to come to me, certainly every Christmas for a week, every Easter, every bank holiday, weekends. We'd go on holidays in between, we'd go out for the day. We did lots of stuff. There's loads of photos I have of us all doing different things. Then, around 7 years ago, Paul noticed changes in Mary and told staff about his concerns. Staff said he would say when things that she might be doing were a little bit odd. You know, one day she could get to work independently and then she would be late home and it became apparent that she had got lost. Paul would alert staff to say Mary's not home yet or she's got on the wrong bus. Staff also noticed that Mary was doing things that were not part of her usual routine, such as packing unusual food for her lunch at work, or forgetting how to do certain tasks. Staff said it helped that the staff team have quite a lot of awareness of dementia because they've supported other people that have lived with the diagnosis. So they've started probably picking up the little changes that you know in your gut instinct it's not right. Staff started to document the changes they saw in Mary and discussed these with a health professional. A doctor and staff members met with Paul and Mary to tell them that Mary had dementia. Staff explained that this meant that her brain was not working as well anymore. They used pictures and social stories to talk about dementia with Mary and Paul, and they both started to attend a memory cafe for people with dementia and their families. The cafe is a social place where people with a learning disability and dementia, their partners, friends and family can meet People have coffee and cake. There's often arts activities, games, singing, or even animal therapy. A staff member said that Mary would come supported by her staff, but Paul would come just for a hug. He would come in just for a cup of tea and a hug. But it was providing them both with something, although in quite different ways. Later on, Mary found it difficult to talk about dementia, but Paul found it helpful to have someone to talk to. Staff came more often to the house to support Mary and Paul. They made changes to the flat to make life easier. One member of staff met regularly with Mary and Paul to talk about what they wanted for the future and how they were feeling. They said, "Mary and Paul used to say to me all the time, we want as long as we can to live as a married couple in the way that was normal for them." Then Mary started to sleep less and to get up during the night. Paul tried to support her, but it started to be difficult for him. A staff member said he was so tired because he was up all night. I think a lot was her wanting to have a bath or two or three in the morning, but she started to have slips and falls. Staff felt that Mary needed more help and that it might be good for her to move into a house with more staff support. They talked to Paul and Mary about it. Around 3 years ago, Mary and Paul moved into a house with two other older people with a learning disability. Staff were there to support people day and night. At first, Paul didn't want to move out of the home he'd lived in with Mary for 20 years, but he wanted to stay with her. The service manager said they wanted to stay together, and that's what we did. We kept them together. It had more of an impact on Paul, but then Paul was isolated living in the bungalow. Mary is safe for now because she's got 24-hour care and support, and Paul has company when and where he chooses to have it. It was difficult for Paul to now be in an environment where staff were present all of the time and to see the changes in Mary. He decided to move into a room by himself, which helped him. He also started to see a counsellor. The service manager said she did some life story work with him, really planning around the loss of his wife as he knew her, which worked very well. One day, Mary had a bad fall and broke her hip, and she's struggled with mobility since. Then the pandemic happened, which was a difficult time for Mary and Paul. The service manager said when COVID hit, obviously he couldn't go out and his anxieties were really increased. Mary's sister said, "We've had this blinking virus which has changed an awful lot, regardless of the dementia. So it's very hard to be that precise about what's causing what. It really affected their lives and they didn't understand why." Staff are now looking to start Paul's counselling sessions back. They're also supporting him to do more activities outside the house again. "I think it's probably more COVID related," his service manager said, "and we're working on building his confidence up again." He's recently been to a football match, and Mary's sister is planning to invite him for regular visits to her house again. During COVID, Mary's dementia progressed. She started to interact less with people, including Paul. They still like to remember their wedding anniversary and birthdays and have moments where they connect. Mary's sister said he's very loving towards her, but she won't initiate it because I don't think she's got the capacity to now. But she's aware of him being there. Yes, she's aware of him being there. Because Mary's needs are changing, the service is concerned that she might need to move in the future. Staff say that the buildings are not really designed for someone with advanced needs. There's no way to get a hoist into her bathroom, for example. So they've started to speak to social work about the changes in the future and will involve Paul when it becomes a more pressing need. They want to offer him the option to stay with her. Mary's sister said, "I see them staying together and I think it would distress them if they weren't together. Ideally, their future home would be a two-bedroomed place with Paul if he wants to go with her. And we do involve him in any decision. It will be his decision at that time."